Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of today's message is Raising the Lighthouse. When Tanya of our relating team visited us at the beginning of the month, she had a prophetic picture to share, a picture of Lighthouse as a lighthouse that is standing on a firm foundation of rocks. These rocks have been put together by God Himself to form that firm foundation. And as more and more rocks are added, the lighthouse is actually being raised up higher and higher so that it can shine further and further over this region and beyond. We arrive here as ordinary rocks, but then God takes us, carefully works with us, and puts us into our right places. None of us are here by accident. This is a purposeful work of God. As I reflected on this picture, it spoke to me of each one of us finding and taking our correct place in the life and the ministries of the church. This very much applies to Lighthouse Church, but it also applies to all of you who are part of other churches. And this picture is well aligned with the scriptures, particularly with two texts that I'd like us to look at today. The first is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. I'll read all texts from the New Living Translation. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Here Peter wrote that we are all living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. He is building his church, and we are the stones that he is building it with. And we're not just stones, we're not just living stones. We are also his holy priests. Each one of us has a priestly role. We are all part of his ministry to the world. The second text speaks a similar thing, and it's in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. Paul writing, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Paul wrote that we are all like different parts of a body. This speaks of each one of us not just having a place, but a purpose or a function. He wrote that as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. What a beautiful picture of the church, a body that is healthy and growing and full of love. Wouldn't you like your church to be more and more like that? Paul teaches us that this happens as each part does its own special work, as you and I each do our special work. Friends, we are all part of this glorious body. We all have a place. We all have a purpose. God is taking each one of us, making us into living stones, building his temple with us. As he puts us into place, and as we function in our God-given purposes, the church becomes like a healthy body. It becomes healthy, growing, full of love, and ministering to the world. We are his living stones, his priests, his temple, and his body. It's a really inspiring picture, I believe. And as I reflected on that picture, I became very grateful and even more motivated. Firstly, I'm very grateful for every stone that has been put in place already. I'm so very grateful for our firm foundation of living stones, for each one of you who has already taken your place and begun to serve Jesus with your gifts and talents. I thank the Lord for bringing you here, for your love for Jesus expressed in your service for Him and for the church that He is building. And then I'm also even more motivated. I want to see this lighthouse raised. I want to see the body more healthy, growing more full of love. I'm excited to see more stones being put into place. I'm excited to see new stones coming onto the building site. I sincerely believe that the Lord is speaking to us through the prophetic picture and through the scriptures. Remember, the power of that prophetic picture is that it helps us to see the meaning and the application of the scriptures. So we're going to focus as best as we can on those scriptures. And today I'd like to highlight three practical lessons that relate to both the picture and the scriptures. Lesson number one is this: each and every one of us has a place. Now, you may not feel like it at first. For a while, we may feel like we're just a random rock, just lying on the ground. I know that when we first came into a church community, we feel like strangers. We've been there. We can look around and we see that some people seem to know each other well. Some people clearly know their place and they're working together. But we don't know anyone yet. We don't know our place yet. So we can feel like we don't belong, as there isn't a place for us. But friends, we must believe the scriptures more than those feelings. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says that we are a living stone that God is building into His spiritual temple. So each one of us does have a God-given place. Some of us just haven't found it yet, but we have a place. Now, practically, I think there are two things that we can do to help us to find that place. The first is to build relationships, to get to know the people around you. Good relationships are an essential foundation for the church. They connect us with each other so that we can minister together and to one another. The other thing we can do is to look for opportunities to serve. As you start helping out where people are needed, your place will become clearer. So lesson number one is each and every one of us has a place. Lesson number two is that God is building with us. Friends, God is the master builder. He is the one who is doing the building with us as His stones. God takes us as we are and He makes us into His living stones. He trims us into shape and He puts us into place. For some of us, it can be quite clear what God is doing and what our place is. For others of us, it's a journey of discovery. Now, I believe the most helpful thing we can do to keep moving on this journey of discovery is to cooperate with the Lord as He works with us. You know, seek His will and do your best to do what you believe He's wanting you to do. To cooperate as He's maybe challenging you and putting you into difficult places, interesting places, new places. He's busy shaping you into that right shape so that you're ready to go into your place. You know, a master builder will first trim a stone into just the right shape to fit into that place where he wants to place it. And in a similar way, the Lord works with you and I, healing us, restoring us, transforming us, equipping us, envisioning us. And then He puts us into place. So let's cooperate with the Lord's work in us, even if we can't understand what he's doing. On the other hand, I think the most unhelpful thing that you and I can do is to try to tell the builder what to do. I believe we can get stuck because we try to put ourselves in the wrong position. Or perhaps we try to put ourselves in the right position, but we haven't been trimmed into shape properly yet. So we don't fit. It doesn't work out well. So let's cooperate with the Lord as he prepares us, shapes us, and then builds with us. Lastly, we are to be active in his place. Brothers and sisters, we are not dead stones. We're not dead stones that just sit there. We're living stones that minister as priests. To switch images from the building to the body, we are living, functional parts of the body. As Paul wrote in our Ephesians text, each one of us has a special work to do, and we must do our work so that the body can be healthy, growing, and full of love. A common problem in churches is that some of us are more like dead stones than living stones. We maybe feel part of the church, but we haven't yet begun to function. Perhaps the Lord is still restoring us or transforming us. Perhaps we've stopped trying to find our function in the body because our last attempt didn't work out. Or perhaps we'd rather not have a job to do. Now, becoming a functional part of the body is often a journey. It's a process. We need to recognize, first of all, that we belong, that we do have a place. And then we need to cooperate with the Lord as he works in us, on us, restoring us, transforming us, equipping us. And then we need to keep seeking opportunities to serve Jesus. As we do these things, we will surely find both our place and our purposes. Friends, the Lord is building his church. He's building it with living stones like you and I. He's assigning each one of us a place and a purpose. We become his priests, ministering to the world on his behalf. We become parts of his body, making it healthy, growing, and full of love. Now, back to the picture of the lighthouse on the rocks. As each one of us takes our assigned place and does our assigned work, the lighthouse is raised up. So we will shine brighter and further, impacting more people in our city, our region, and beyond. So today, I believe that we need to answer two important questions. Will I take the place that God has assigned to me? And will I do the work that God has assigned to me? Notice that I say that God has assigned. You and I, we don't choose our place or our work. God does. The elders don't assign your place or your work. God does. They just recognize it. Friends, this is Jesus' church, and Jesus is the one who is building his church. Our responsibility is to ask God to reveal to us where our place is and what our work is, and then to take our place and do our work. Now, before I close, please would you hear what I am not saying? I am not saying that you have no real value until you have an obvious function in the church. Every single one of us has great value. You have great value. Remember, you were bought with the blood of Jesus. You have great value. What I am saying is that your great value has purpose. God is transforming you and is putting gifts and abilities into you because he has a purpose for you. As Paul wrote his letter to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Friends, no child of God is an accident or an unplanned child. Every single one of us has a purpose that God planned long ago. So, precious sons and daughters of God, precious brothers and sisters, please know that you have great value and you have an important purpose. You have a place to take and work to do. And when you do these things, the church will be healthier because of you. It will grow better because of you. It will be more full of love because of you. So I ask those two questions again. Will you take that place that God has assigned to you? Will you do the work that God has assigned to you? I hope the answer is yes. Now, for those of us who have said yes, we now have to ask more questions. What is my place? What is my work? I want to take my place. What is it? I want to do my work. What is it? Remember, for many of us, this is going to be a journey of discovery. Or we're on a journey of discovery. We need to discover where we belong. For example, a particular congregation. Within that, a particular service team or ministry team. We need to discover what skills and spiritual gifts God has given us. And how we can add to the life and ministry of the church. For some of us, this is fairly easy because we already have a sense of belonging. And we already have an idea of what our gifts and abilities are. So we just need to find out what parts we can play. For today, I want to ask for all of us that we would just answer those two questions. And I hope commit to finding our place and playing our part. After that, I urge you to take some time to chat with a leader or a member of a ministry team where you think you may belong. Then, to use the words of a wise leader who counseled me, give it a go. If it works out, you found your place and your role. If it doesn't work out, don't stress. You've still learned something. Pray some more, chat some more, and give it a go again. Friends, Jesus is building his church. He's building it with living stones, you and I. He's giving us places and purposes. We have a part to play in his ministry to the world. Let's cooperate with him as he renews us, transforms us, equips us, and envisions us. Let's ask him to reveal those things that he's prepared for us to do. And let's do them. The lighthouse will be raised up and our light will shine further in our region and beyond.